Vaishnava and good writer, like head cam upon him. I wanted to take the son of Sahai Charanabhinda Prabhu. In the meantime, about in 48, I went with our Gurudev in Calcutta, where our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was established by my Gurudev. My Gurudev told that at that day, in 1931, he established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Bagh Bazar, both parallel, and so many renowned persons like Sridhar Maharaj, like Swami Maharaj, at that S.E. Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, and so many disciples of Prabhupada were there. Also my Gurudev used to go to with Sridhar Maharaj to the place of house of Swamiji. At that time, he used to live in Allahabad, and he established any medical store for him. There I saw Bhaktivedanta Prabhu. He was so always smiling, always cutting jokes with our Guruji. And it seems that they are Bhujal friends, God brothers. Seeing his first glance, I became so near and dear to him also. He used to love me and to talk so many things with me. He used to speak with me in Hindi. Then I heard from my Gurudev there that when Gaudiya Math, there was a revolution in Gaudiya Math after the aprakat of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. The parties of Ananta Vasudev, like a demon, he wanted to make arrest all the senior Vaishnavas who were against him because he was not of good character, and that is why Swamiji and all were against him. He wanted to make arrest all these Prabhupada's senior Vaishnavas, and if they were sentenced to death, so any case was also filed in court of Kolkata or Krishna. Then he came to Swamiji, S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami, at Allahabad, and stayed with him for so many months there. And there they always were in Harikatha and writing all out of him. So they had become more and more nearer and nearer. Then when Prabhupada, our Gurudev, he told me that when I established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, I was thinking what name should be given to our society. It at once reflected in my memory that Prabhupada had given his all Vedanta books to me, and he has ordered me to preach Vedanta in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and in the line of Jiva Goswami, he has done six sandarbhas, and in them about 250 sutra has come, and he has explained, and in the line of Baladev Vidyabhushan, who has done Govinda Bhakti of Vedanta. So really Vedanta means the essence of all the Upanishads, and it is certainly bhakti, because in Vedanta Sutra it has been written that api sanradhane pratapta anumanabhyam, anumanabhyam. Here in Srimad Bhagavat it has written that there has come a word sanradhana. Bhagavate ka ache na itlo ane aradito bhagwan haririshwara. And here Sanatana Goswami ji, Goswami Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained that in this slok the name of Srimati Radhika has come, because anya radhito, radhito means Srimati Radhika is denoted. So apisana radhane, Radhika's name has come, and his aradhana to Krishna, or the aradhana of Krishna to that very special gopi, is sanradhana. By that Krishna can be achieved very, very in short time and easily. So Vedanta always directs the aradhana of Krishna to Radhika, or Radhika aradhana to Krishna. So I am an object of the Vedanta, and the Vedanta Sutra is frame of Radhika. So Krishna frame is the highest topic thing, and it is the object of Srimad Bhagavat and all epics, Veda, Upanishads and all. And that is why Baladev Vidyabhushan has written Govinda Bhashya. Who is Govinda? The Aradhya Devata of Srimati Radhika is Govinda. Or Govinda, who has done aradhana of Srimat Radhika. And that is why Baladev Vidyabhushan has explained very in good way that the Vedanta denotes only the love of gopis towards Krishna, especially of Srimati Radhika. So Prabhupada has given name of Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, that upadhi. So why should I not take this title for my Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti? So I decided to take that name of Sri, given by Prabhupada to S. Vedanta Swami. And that is why I kept the name, I suggested name, and determined to establish Gaudiya Vedanta Society. Not only this, I also gave sannyas to Bhaman Maharaj, Narayan Maharaj, myself, and Sudhikam Maharaj. And he gave our name upadhi, bhakti title, Bhakti Vedanta Vaman, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, and so many, about 25 sannyasis. So that anyone can know that this is the line of the Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, in my line, Gaudiya Vedanta. So, I took this name from Eti Bhakti Vedanta because Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has given this name to me. I became the Shraddha came to in my heart towards S.T. Vedanta Swami that Prabhupada has given this name especially to him, and our Gurudev has accepted this for society and for his sannyasi disciple. After that, about two or three times I met S.T. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. One at Calcutta Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, both Saraland. And at the time of when our Guru Maharaj was feeling not well, because his health was not so good. So Swamiji has come to see our Gurudev. And second time in Navadvip I tried. After that in 1934, I came in Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math, and I was in charge of this Keshavji Gaudiya Math. Also, our Guru Maharaj has started Bhagavat Patrika and Gaudiya Patrika in Bengali and Bhagavat Patrika in Hindi. I was editor of this Bhagavat Patrika. Swamiji used to give articles, poems and other things, stories in Gaudiya Patrika. And I used to translate in Hindi and used to give it in my Bhagavat Patrika. There are so many articles in Bhagavat Patrika. About Gita, about so many things. At last in, I don't remember the year, his Swamiji's shop, workshop and shop in Allahabad was filled. And moving here and there from Delhi and all other places, he came to our Keshavji Gaudiya Math. At that time, 14 our Guru Maharaj was also here. He met with Guruji. Guru was Maharaj became so much pleased to have S.T. Vedanta Bhakti son. Prabhu. And S.T. Vedanta Swami told that I want to live here someday. Our Guru Maharaj told that you should live forever with us, with me. I will never leave you. And I'm giving a room for you. All the things which are necessary for you, I will give you, supply you. You should be here. His only some books were with him, and at that time he was translating Chaitanya Charitamrita in Hindi also, and also in English. And he has published 3 books. 2 volumes of Srimad Bhagavat, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd canto. And it was published from Delhi. And more he was writing all these things. He was also writing articles for Gaudiya Vedanta, Gaudiya Patrika, and also for Srimad Bhagavatam. And up till now he has established Back to Godhead Hindi Sanskaran Hindi edition. And in this, he was given Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other things. By side and by bitter bitter kai. By side and by side, my room, we were living here and always meeting. I wanted to hear his Srimad Bhagavatam discourse. And so all these educated persons of Mathura used to hear. So Swamiji began Srimad Bhagavat, sometimes Gita also. At that time, in the beginning, I used to sing, and Swami Maharaj used to play on Madanga. And he was very fond of my kirtan. Then, after some time, I told him that you are so qualified. I think if Prabhupada was prakat, present, then he should have surely given you sannyas. And he has engaged you in his preaching. I will pray my Gurudev to give you sannyas. He told that, I remember one thing. When Prabhupada gave me initiation and ordered me to read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavata also and chant and to write English articles for harmonists and serving all these things, then I read a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam that Harishe Tadbhanam Sanai. Jasya am anugranami harishte tadbhamsam. And I was sharing that if I will do bhajan of Krishna, I will have to beg, I will be beggar, everything will be snatched from me, Krishna will take away. But I was fearing that I will chanting and serving Krishna. I was doing practicing bhakti. I saw in some years my form was medical form was my shop was also well and everything became like so, and also my father and my sons and my wife also they became opposite to me. Only one son, the younger son, who was somewhat favorable to me, but he was also not chanting and being initiated. I saw that by the grace of God, everything Krishna, it is going on. I should take some, if you are. So, in the same time, our Gurudev, I was sitting there, Gurudev and Avacharana Prabhu were sitting in my Gurudev's room, and my Gurudev told him, requested him, that, oh, Vedanta Prabhu, you are so qualified person. You can preach so well in Western countries. So I request you to take sannyas and to preach with your whole energy. At first he was not ready to take sannyas, but as lost by all Guru Maharaj, myself and Sanatan Prabhu, Sanatan Prabhu told that if he will take sannyas Vedanta Prabhu, then I will also take sannyas. And he met them in enthusiastic. His age was about 96. So Arunachal Pradesh. But yet he was ready to take sannyas. And seeing this, Bhaktivedanta Swami also, he was agreed to take this sannyas. And this sannyas, Gurudev told me to prepare for all these things, his dunder and everything. And he will be given sannyas here in case of the Gauriya Math in the front of DP. One thing I have forgot to tell you that in the meantime, after taking sannyas, he went to Jhansi for preaching. And people liked his preaching. And they wanted to give some land for a mutt there. But after that, he called our Gurudev and us there to establish a mutt. But at last, they were not ready to give. So a Vigra Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got to establish in that mutt in Jhansi. He took that Sri Vigra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he took it to in Sri Keshavji Gauriya Math. And in 1944, it was established with Radha Vinodji Hariji also, that Vigra. And up till now, the Vigra is there and we are all serving him. So, at the time of taking sannyas, I made a danda for him. I made prepared cloth, bahir bath and uttariya for him. And I did yajna, fire yajna, and chanting Hare Krishna Kirtan also. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, one of the prominent disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, with Sesai Brahmachari and Kunji Bihari Brahmachari and all those Brahmachari. He was going on Hare Krishna Kirtan. And everything was in under the guidance of Kirtan. Sannyas was given to him. And Sannyas Mantra, our Guru Maharaj, gave him danda, coffin with saptat vidhi, sapkriya sat dipika and sanskar dipika. And then he went to again to preach here and there. Especially at that time he was writing the translation in English of Srimad Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our Guru Maharaj after some time went to Calcutta and he was living with me, always discourses, kirtan, part with me. And I used to serve him in every respect what he wanted. I used to supply him. Then, where we were both living in adjacent rooms, Sri Vigra were established. Then we come to courtyard in front of Natchamundi. And in front, in this room, he used to live. And I used to live here. And when he wanted, he used to call me, or I used to go to him and to do so many services. After that, our Guru Maharaj left for Navadvip. And I was here. He told that I want to go to preach in Delhi, in Krishna Mandir, in Krishna Mandir. And he told me to check me with for some day. I also went there. I went there 2 or 3 times with him. I was there. Sometimes he used to send me to preach in Delhi in spite of me. When Kirtanananda came first time in Delhi, Swamiji Maharaj wrote me letter that I am coming to Palampur and yesterday be there. So I went to Delhi and I received Swamiji and Kirtanananda first and day later. They come to that mandir. After that, Swamiji, Kirtanananda Prabhu and I returned to Vrindavan, to Radha Damodar Temple, where he used to wanted to improve this stage of Radha Damodar Temple, but he wanted that his rooms and all things should be done first. So, wanting all these things, he could not help him more. But he wanted. After that, he took with me and went to Radha Krishna temple in Delhi. And he told that he has collected a ticket from India Navigation Company. So he is going to America by a steamship. I became glad. He wanted to take me with him also in America and anywhere he will go. But I told that our Guru is present. I should take order of him. Otherwise, if without taking order I will go, it is not good. So I told that I want to be with you, but I will have to take order from our Guru. So I refused to go with him at that time. From America, he used to give me letters punctually. There are so many letters that how he is now preaching, how he was preaching first in the shore of sea in New York, perhaps first. There he used to chant Hare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Bhakti Vasadi Sibor Bhakti. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. At first, some were looking towards him. He has written to me. Some were seeing to me as a strange thing. Some used to come to me and to ask what you are doing. Some see and used to go. Some took interest. After that, he asked me to send a person who can do kirtan and play kirtan. I suggested him a boy, but he was not ready to shave his head. He told that I don't want. I want that he should become fully Gaudiya Vaishnava. Otherwise, I don't want. On paying something for temple, then I rejected that person. And in the meantime, he wrote me that now the disciples are coming to me and joining, and I have started work. Scholar Society for Krishna Consciousness, and successfully it is going on. He wrote me that you should send me mridanga, so many kartals, sets of kartals, and you should also send me peda of Mathura. He was very fond of peda and sweet meat, and he wanted to give it to the deities there and to distribute among their disciples and all others. So about 2 or 3 or 4 times I sent him peda from Mathura, about 5 kilos to 10 kilos, and he then wrote me that very good, I have received all these things. By his order, from Delhi, I arranged all the books, torn and torn, and Gita, Bhagavat, and all other books, and the articles he has written there, I arranged them and sent it to Calcutta by maybe Sindhia, and from Calcutta post it was sent to America, and he has written me about 100 letters. In them, prominent letters by the request of Satsarup Maharaj, I had given to them. At that time I did not saw any thing, so I could not have any
copy.
I get, but still there are some more letters, about 20 or 25 letters, even the letters are there. When he used to come to India from other countries, he used to meet me and call me there. Then he became ill in last time. He called me. I went there with a good prakritic chikitsak, natural
treatment.
A boy was with me. His name is Sukhananda Prabhu. I took him and went there. Kamalakrishna Swami and one Mr. Sadia who left.
Are you sorry? Bhavananda?
Bhavananda Prabhu. Yeah, Pataka, or I don't remember. Prominent disciples of Sachidananda Prabhu, they came to me and they took me to Swamiji. I usually, they come and took me by the order of Swamiji. I used to go there and to sit there to do kirtan. At that time, perhaps one day before last, he took my hand in his hand, and he tried to call me on his bed, but I did pranam to that bed, and I wanted to sit lower, but I don't wanted to sit on his bedding on where he was lying. I paid respect to him. Then he told that bring a chair, then a good chair was bring there, and I start doing pranam to him. He told that I have some talk with you. I have bring so many disciples from Western countries. They are ignorant. I am thinking that I will not live in this world for more days. So living then, I am going. But I am telling you that you should help them. because they are everybody. He used one word. I am trying to tell that word, that I have bring so many monkeys from Western countries in my jar.
Net.
I want to make them good and good disciples, devotees, qualified. So I want that after my going from this world, you should help them. He told to his disciples that keep it in
intact, don't break it.
In where is your record?
Tape record.
And he called all his senior devotees there and to listen our talk. Perhaps they have managed to have all our wordings in tape recorder. He told also that perhaps very soon I will go. So I am requesting you to please forgive me for the fall and offense that I have done unwillingly to you and all the senior Vaishnava and the disciples of Prabhupada. By chance, unwillingly, I will have to tell as told by disciples and priests something that I should not do. I should not have done. That thing is that sometimes I am told that they are not actually doing prachar. Like karmis they are doing so. We are doing prachar. They are Kanishka Adhikari, so they are not doing teaching and not doing bhajan. But my object was not to tell like so, to make them enthusiastic, my disciples. Actually, I have done this wrong. But for preaching, I have done, to make them qualified. So you should forget all these things and excuse me for that. And tell others also that I have done this offense. You should excuse me. Unwillingly, I have done. I told that I think this is no offense. I don't feel it offense. So no question of excuse me. But you have done a marvelous thing which was ever done. You have gone to so many countries in America, England, Germany, Japan, and so many, Malaysia as well. And you have preached there. And you have brought so many, you have brought so many disciples from there. Not only young disciples, but also young lady devotees also. And so qualified. And you have remembered us the poem of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prithvi te achajato nagaratigram sarvat prachar hile mahatma. So you have done miracle in so many, in a little period you have done all this. So many, very little period you have done it. And you have spread everywhere back to Godhead. And you have spread international Krishna consciousness this society. You have spread or Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So you have done all this for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that we are all debtor to you. So no question of forgiving you or excuse me. But I will carry this, your order, to the senior Vaishnavas of Srila Prabhupada, he said. And they will be pleased. I also told, when I was telling this, some tears were coming in his eyes. So sincerely he was telling. I told, this is the qualification of any sincere Vaishnava, that he reminds his all things that he is not a good Vaishnava. Like Narottam Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that they are writing that we are not a bona fide Vaishnava. So he is like them, he is telling all these facts. I became so pleased. Then he told me that one thing also you should do. I am giving one service, that after my going, you will have to do the my Viraha Mahotsav. In your guidance you will do. Also, you will give me Samadhi. Samadhi will be given only in your guidance. And you should do what you want, how you can do. I know that you know all the system in our sampradaya, because you have rendering service to your holy master, spiritual master, for a long time. I know, and I have faith upon you that you will do so good. So you should do my samadhi and also Vira Mahotsav. I want to give some donation to after in my Vira Mahotsav, to especially seven most important